Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Race to savings for your next project when you shop at Menards. Get the comfort and support you need with a new mattress from Serta. Find the perfect mattress for a deep and restorative night's sleep. Take control of your sleep and save big money on Serta mattresses now at Menards. Plus, view our weekly flyer on Menards.com and race to savings on more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
I'm like a hopeless optimistic. Like I really, I'm delusional at some point. And so I said, well, I got to try. And I really think I can do it.
Your task will not be an easy one. Your enemy is well-trained, well-equipped, and battle-hardened.
There is not a liberal America and a conservative America. There is the United States of America.
Good night and good luck.
Hey, folks, welcome back to the Blinken Project Podcast. I am your host, as always, Rick Wilson, and I am delighted to have you with us today. We have been in a long run in this country of a lot of crazy news, but I'm so happy today to have Taylor Remmant on the show. He is the recent winner of the special election in the Texas Senate District 9. And you're thinking, why is the Blinken Project covering a show in the about the Texas Senate race? Well, first off, folks, he blew the doors off in a Republican district, in a red district, in a red state by running a fantastic, one of the best campaigns we've watched. And, you know, campaigns, folks, interestingly, are all the same. Whether it's for dog catcher or U.S. Senate, you got to connect with people. You got to talk to them about what really matters in their lives. And Taylor's campaign did just that. And that's why I'm really happy to have you on the show today, Taylor. Appreciate you coming on. Tell us how you're feeling about having won this race.
Well, Rick, thank you so much for having me. I feel a deep sense of gratitude. I've served my country. I serve in my union, my machinist workers union.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always been an honor to be able to serve. Not everyone gets that opportunity. I've been blessed. And it makes me feel so grateful. And like what you said, yes, being able to connect to people is the ultimate reward. It is so wonderful to connect to someone and listen and people feel like they've been heard and that you can respond and say, you know what? Yeah. I feel your pain. Being that I'm a working person, I'm going from the shop floor to the Senate floor. I can carry those issues mm-hmm. with me. So it's extremely important. And it's honestly just the deepest gratitude to be able to connect with folks and listen.
You know, I talk to a lot of national Democrats all the time. They're always like, what do we do? Why can't we get the candidates who connect with people? And I've told them, and I was trying to talk with my buddy Kurt Bardella there in Texas the other day. He's like, this guy comes from a background that connects to working people. And there are working people everywhere who feel like there's nobody there for them. Because the honest truth is a lot of working folks, they look at Democrats, they say, those people are elite. They don't understand me. They look at Republicans and say, they don't like me, but they may understand me. And that's why Democrats, when you got out there, it felt to me like this, you code real world. You're not somebody who's like a political operator or somebody who came up through the political ranks like that. How did you end up getting into this race? Because it was the perfect match and the perfect fit.
Well, I think a lot of things did come together at the right time. And I found a moment and I was working to meet it. Really, I've always been that way. I mean, if we go back to whenever I was first, I became a precinct chair. I believe it was like I can't remember specifically, forgive me. It was either late 2024 or early 2025. And I was working as that because I had been active politically in as the president of the State Council of Machinists. Mm-hmm. I represent a lot of folks legislatively on the issues and, you know, over 12,000 right. machines across the state. And wow. so I'd been, you know, getting involved, but I said, you know, what is more, something more I can do to really just be hyper local and be super. And I saw a precinct chair. I said, well, if I'm a precinct chair, I'll know my neighborhood and like a steward yep. on a shop floor, I can be the steward of my little precinct. If people have a problem, they have a pothole, right. a light gone out, or just help finding information, I get to connect with those people and be able to help them. And in a way, you know, it just, again, building that connection, it's something I can control. Because truthfully, I was really tired and upset of the direction our country was going on both sides. I mean, like you said, elite Democrats, yeah. Elite Republicans. I said, well, this is something I can control. I can, you know, focus here, and it's, you know, better than sharing stuff online, which we can all do, and it's good in some regards, but it yeah. was something I felt I could personally control. So I started doing that. We had the 89th legislative session. I was really frustrated. I gave testimony on a bill for veterans, and it was regarding if you had 50 or more employees in the state of Texas, the Texas Workforce Commission would send you for free a poster of veteran benefits. So this poster would, you know, have like a suicide hotline, stuff about like the incentives you get for buying a home here in Texas, stuff like that. And websites. So, well, I had seen this. It was introduced by House Rep Chris Turner. And I said, oh my gosh, this is such a good piece of legislation. It's something small, really inexpensive. And we are one of mm-hmm. the most, I think the most veteran dense state in the entire United States. So I said,
if not the most, up at the top.
Yeah. This was a no brainer. I said, oh my gosh, let me give testimony. I was once that young veteran that just, you know, they spent so many years of me being, well, from 19 to 24, you know, really becoming an adult in the service, and then getting mm-hmm. out and them spending, you know, a month or two. So it was one of those things where I said, you know, this would be awesome to have had. And
right.
it died in a Republican led committee. So these are simple, nonpartisan, low-cost items that we as lawmakers should be focused on, not the culture wars. We again, it's a trap, because what we really have to do here is we have to focus on the high-contact stuff. I mean, we got people out here working two or three jobs just to have basic necessities. We have
– right.
I had a – when I was on the campaign trail, I had an event, and this really, really nice lady came up to me and she said, hey, I'm the director of a cancer center, and I have patients. I'm here to tell you to your face, like, it's true. We have patients here that are, and it's in my Senate district, we have people that are choosing between their cancer treatment and rent and eating. This is the stuff I have to laser focus on. And so
right.
again, bread and butter issues and small stuff like this that would have high impact is extremely important. But, you know, sorry, rant over. That's the long and short of why I jumped into this race. So
we're dog people, as you kind of famously know. We have two German Shepherd pointers. Our dogs, they're not anymore, but they were high performance field dogs. They were hunting dogs. So they had to have for a long time, very high quality, high protein diets, all that stuff. It's always been a choice. You can either have fresh and healthy food for your dogs, or you can have something that's easy to store and easy to serve. You could never quite get both. We have just discovered recently something that has changed the game. Sundays was founded by a veterinarian and mom, Dr. Tori Waxman. She got tired of seeing the so-called premium dog food, which was full of fillers and synthetics. So she designed Sundays. It's air-dried real food, made in a human-grade kitchen, using the same ingredients and the same care that you would use to cook for yourself and for your family. Every bite of Sundays is clean and made from real meat, fruits, and veggies. No kibble,
No fillers, no weird ingredients you can't pronounce, none of the garbage. Compared to kibble and a lot of other brands out there, Sundaes invest 50 times more in its ingredients to ensure that your dog is having food that is absolutely premium quality. And the best part, you just scoop it and serve it. No freezer, no prep, no thawing, no mess. It's nutrient-rich, nutrient-dense, clean food. It fuels their happiest and healthiest days, so you get more time to share with them. You know, Jilly's getting up there in years, and Jane's about 11. You know, we've always gotten them excellent veterinary care. They've always been taken care of in that regard. What they eat determines so much of their quality of life and so much of their lifespan. So that's why Jilly and Jane are now getting Sundaes. Sundaes is the most amazing quality food you can get for your dogs. And honestly, don't they deserve it? Make the switch to Sundaes. Go right now to sundaesfordogs.com/Lincoln50 and get 50% off your first order. Or you can use the code Lincoln50 at checkout. That's 50% off your first order at sundaesfordogs.com/Lincoln50. Or use the code Lincoln50 at checkout. So, you know, it's interesting you mentioned that because that's the kind of small, simple thing that people expect their government to do. That's not big government intervention in the free market. That's not something that is going to hurt anybody. And you're right, the cost is going to be de minimis. It's going to be less than the cost of Greg Abbott chasing down legislators out of state. And you know, you're going into a state that's got a pretty powerful Republican majority. But it strikes me in the last few years, it's gotten a little bit brittle. It's gotten a little bit like the infighting there has gotten a little bit ugly. And while they are deeply devoted to the culture war, it strikes me that a lot of working class Texans just aren't there for it. They're just, you know, they're not playing that game. They want the economy to work out so that they can survive and their kids can prosper and all that. They can, you know, get a job, afford a home. It strikes me that Texas is kind of on the edge of the culture war stuff. And that edge seems to be crumbling a little bit at this point. Is that the same vibe you're getting?
Well, the consistent theme when I was knocking on doors was people are tired of all the noise. I mean,
yeah.
Can they even really afford to listen to the noise when you have two or three jobs? How can you focus on culture wars? And you know, I feel like the leadership in Texas is in an echo chamber. They do not realize
right.
The impacts we're having here in Texas. Yes, we do have a great economy here. But is it good? Is it a great economy if the working folks, everyday working folks, don't feel that? And so to me, that's where the real concern is. And so I cannot fight in these culture wars and even give it breath and entertainment because that would be doing exactly what they want. They want to continue these campaigns of outrage. And the only thing we really need to be outraged about is why it sucks to be a everyday working folk in Texas.
And that great economy in Texas, though, is built on guys like you, machinists working at Lockheed Martin. It's built on guys out in the oil fields. It's built on the ag community. It's built on people who I kind of feel like there's a lot of times that the Republicans have taken advantage of those folks, thrown that red meat culture war stuff out there and said, yeah, we'll get to you eventually.
That's exactly it.
It doesn't feel like their economic prosperity is ever top of mind. It's always like a trickle down to them eventually, maybe.
That's right. I mean, again, farmers, machinists, florists, nurses, you know, they keep the state running and they're more interested in corporate welfare programs and subsidies than actually finding real tangible ways to make our everyday life better.
There's a lot of big government socialism that happens in Texas for certain industries.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month. No commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. You coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
But I want to talk about more, a little more about your bio and your background, about why this was such a good fit. Now, you're from Garland.
Yes. Originally. Born and raised.
Tell us the origin story of Taylor Remis.
Okay. Growing up, you know, my dad, he worked a lot as an aircraft mechanic. He worked at Gulfstream, Dallas Love Field. And I always thought it was so cool. My dad was an aircraft mechanic. He'd come home, he'd smell like jet fuel. So little did I know in my adult life, I'd also be smelling like jet fuel working around the B-52 bombers. But my mom worked, they're still married to this day. And my mom worked as at a beauty salon. Their clientele was older women. It was located in Dallas, and you know that place was very special to me. I didn't realize it at the time, but it was one of those places where customers would walk in, everyone would greet everyone walking in. You know, it smelled like acetone and hairspray. You know, when I wasn't at school, I was spending time there. I spent a lot of time there, and. My mom just, you know, was so warm and helpful, and everyone loved her, and it just made that whole place kind of. Looking back now, I realize it was a giant community, and they didn't discuss politics. They didn't. I don't remember them ever discussing politics. They were like asking about their lives, you know. Just again, it was a real community connection there, and I think that's what we're missing, you know. Looking back, you know, now is just those mm-hmm. really tight-knit communities. And so, you know,
that's so interesting because that is something people think they're in a community, being in an online chat group. That's not a community.
No.
Communities involve people being with people.
That's right. All this online stuff, you know, you realize when you're knocking doors, it's all fake. I mean, people are really, really out here struggling. And so, and we do need community. That's one of the, you know, missions I had is whenever I come out here and try and represent as a leader, I want to make sure that I'm building community with that. So that way, we are all connected and we can, you know, rise to the occasion if things happen. So it was always funny because the older ladies, you know, they loved me. I was a sweet little boy, you know, and they, they would, always ask me what I wanted to be when I grew up, and depending on the day, I knew what this was as a young kid because I was obsessed with dinosaurs, but I wanted to be, paleontologist or I wanted to be a firefighter. Just depend on that. Okay. And, going back, you know, I watched my parents are so unique. They're so interesting. My mom was just such a giving person. And I think mm-hmm. that's where I feel like I got a lot of my sense of service from. For instance, I remember realizing my mom, you know, when I got even older, I realized my mom, her customers would eventually, pass away. And she would reach out to the family, say, hey, I'll do the hair, makeup, nails, get them ready for their funeral. Kind of like one last act of care, not just for a customer, but a friend.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
So we've got an ad with your mom. I want to play that now.
Growing up, my mom always told me not to talk about money at the dinner table. Well, sorry, Mom. Because this campaign is all about money. It's about how much we get in our paychecks, how much we spend on groceries and health insurance, how much we pay in property taxes. So while my opponent helps billionaires get richer, I'm fighting for you. I'm Taylor Rimet, and I'm running for Texas Senate District 9 to make Texas work for you.
Cut. I'm Taylor Rimet's mom, and I approve this message.
And you also had another ad that I thought was really well done and basically connecting with people.
I grew up right here in Garland with working parents. In the Air Force and on shop floors, I've spent my career working alongside the folks who keep this state running. But politicians in Austin have left us behind. That's why I'm running for Texas Senate District 9, to make Texas work for us, lowering costs, funding our schools, and protecting good-paying jobs. Because this state is strongest when regular people like you and me have a voice. Let's build a Texas that works for working people.
Served in the Air Force, came back home. You work at Lockheed Martin. You're a union leader in your community. And you get into this race. And you're up against a Republican who has resources. And it is a seat that everybody says to you, you can't win this seat. It's too good for the Republicans. Talk to me about how the campaign went, how you interacted across with your opponent. And she outspent you by a good bit, right? They got a little desperate at the end. They outspent you by a good bit. And you still won. Talk to us about how the race went.
So there's been a lot of times in my life people said, "Oh, you know, you can't do that. That's too much. It's impossible." I'm like a hopeless optimistic. Like I really, I'm delusional at some point. And so I said, "Well, I gotta try." And I really think I can do it. I think if I can get the right people and I have the right attitude, I mean, I definitely can't do it if I had their attitude, right? I mean, but getting that scrappy team, hyper-local. My team was based right here in the area. A whole team who lives in Tarrant County is already connected in community, real community, not online community. And all of our vendors are Texas-based. So that was intentional. Because
good for you.
If I talk it, I have to live it and I have to show it. So I did that. And you were right about getting outspent. I was heavily outspent both on November 4th for the first round. And right. I spent about roughly $150,000. Both Republicans spent close to $6 million combined. And I got 48%. I said, "Well, I almost won it outright. I kind of wish they, And I didn't I didn't take any corporate PAC.
Go ahead.
I mean, this was another point of hey, like I got to show people this is possible. Otherwise, working
my
folks,
God, the lobbying folks in Austin must have lost their damn minds when you won.
But they did, and that's okay. Well.
All of a sudden, I bet you got a lot of folks like, "Hey, man, we were with you all along."
I did. And as you know, so then we're focusing on the January 31st, finale. Mm-hmm. So me and my team, we got together. We said, we got to do what we did three times harder. It has to really show that we're out here working. And we knocked over 30,000 doors. And we made so many phone calls and text messages, and we were so confident going into the 31st. I didn't want people to think I was, being cocky, but I felt good. I felt like I had the trust of the community going into the 31st. And we just so many people, not just my team, but people in the community that rose up, started helping, doing things. I've never done anything in my life alone. I've had my parents that have my back. I had my unions and I had my local community here when it all came together. So I had something that I feel like was a lot worth a lot more than the million spent against me. It was the trust of the community, and that's priceless to me. It really is.
That is a lesson I think candidates around this country should really scale up on, because it is if you have ties into the community, all the negative ads in the world against mm-hmm. you aren't going to change that.
That's right.
All the culture war cuckoo stuff isn't going to change that. So Taylor, talk to us about the three big issues. What was the centerpiece issues and the centerpiece moment in the campaign?
This campaign was centered. It was started for working folks here in Texas, no matter what political side of the aisle you're on. But it also is about public education here in this state. Public education in this state is under attack directly. There's a voucher scam going on where they are taking public money and they are sending it to private charter schools and private schools, and with little to no oversight. And these private schools self-regulate. They cannot be held accountable to the public. And they get to choose which students they accept or don't accept.
Crazy.
And we know in our Constitution in Texas, we have public schools enshrined there. So free public schools. The people that are going to these schools are already wealthy. So giving them a $10,000 credit or voucher for them already going there does nothing but take away money and resources from our public schools that are already struggling. And they're struggling because they're underfunded. If you take these high standards, right, that we should have, but you don't give them the funding to meet this, if you don't give them the funding to meet this, that is sabotage. And it's by design. So what we have to do is we have to stop the voucher scam. We have to go back and find creative ways, whether it be through hemp, through other means of taxation that won't increase costs, because we can actually do this with lowering property taxes. It is all possible if you have the right leaders looking for the solution.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I always tell people when they're talking about these charter school voucher scams, there's a reason now why private equity companies are buying up charter school chains, because it's a scam subsidized by the taxpayers. You're basically now giving money to BlackRock in a lot of these states where they're coming in. Private equity is buying charter schools for a reason, because they're a business and that it's being funded by the taxpayers.
And if you didn't know, there's a TEA takeover, Texas Education, taking over, I believe, 7 or 8 school districts over the past 2 years, right here in Fort Worth. It happened while we were campaigning. So you can imagine how that spelled things for everyone. And, Patriot Mobile is a far-right cell phone company that uses its profits for political causes.
My name is Lee Wamscons, and my pronouns are Bible believer, Jesus lover, gun carrier, and mama bear. I am the vice president of government and public affairs with Patriot Mobile, and we are honored to sponsor today. We love you too. I'm also the executive director of Patriot Mobile Action, a separate entity, a newly formed PAC. We are the nation's only Christian conservative wireless provider in the nation. just so you know, we give a portion of every dollar we earn back to Christian conservative causes. Last year, we gave $500,000. This year, we are slated. God has blessed our business. You have joined our company and enabled us to give more. This year, we're giving $1.5 million back.
And, right, you know, it's extremely right-wing coded. And
oh, yeah.
They set their sights on funding school board candidates to push their agenda. There was a really, really big one roughly a year ago where they tried to split Keller ISD between the west side and east side. And okay. It's in Senate District 9, mind you. And so my opponent was the one that they claim was behind this because she was funding from her Patriot Mobile action these school board candidates that got elected and were doing this.
And just weeks ago, we worked very hard for 11 school board candidates here in North Texas. We won 10 of those races. And the 11th is in a runoff. Stay tuned. We'll have news coming up.
So,
wow.
What they were doing is they were going to keep all of the resources on the east side, the more wealthy side, and the more diverse west side would get little to nothing. And people from both sides of the aisle said, hey, we gotta come together. I mean, you know, Republicans, conservatives, you know, constituents were like, this is wrong. This is objectively wrong. And there was so much pressure on those school board members, they ended up not doing it. So, and then that very next election cycle, they lost every single seat.
Amazing. Amazing. So you had a good political climate in part because the bad guys handed you the tools you needed to make an appeal on that, on the education front.
Yes.
You had the job stuff buttoned up, and the education front was something they almost put on a platter for you.
Yes, they did.
And it's great, man.
And I know we're not alone here in this Senate district for the public schools issues. I mean, we have teachers. Let me just say this. We have teachers here that are underpaid, overworked, and the students are paying the price. And I've talked to a teacher, and she's paying for school supplies for her students out of her own pocket because they won't get it otherwise. And I talked to another teacher who is so overworked that when she comes home, she has to take care of her own two kids. And not only are they getting less from their own mother, but she has to go to school the next day because she stayed up late grading papers and prepping for the next day, come in early. And then those kids aren't getting the best help they could get because they don't have enough support staff. And so they're blaming teachers and they're saying, well, it's the teachers, it's this, it's that, it's the other. They need to go to private schools. That's the answer. When no, it's just a continuation of what we should already have is fully funded public schools. Teachers' passions are being exploited by the state of Texas right now.
That happens, unfortunately, in a lot of states where teachers are demonized. And, you know, like Florida has a very weak teachers union system. But every Republican attack at is like, the teachers union wants your kids to be liberal. And it turns the individual teachers who busting their asses every day, you know, into the bad guys. And I think it's, like I said, I think they kind of handed you that issue, which I love. And it's a good way. One more lesson from Taylor's campaign, folks, is how to invert some of those attacks back and neutralize them in a race like this. So your campaign, I mean, it was an overt message. You're going to keep it scrappy the whole way. And that it was a campaign about guys who punched a time card, who understood hard work.
That's right.
Do you feel that connection there, even with those generically more Republican leaning working class voters? They got that, didn't they? They understood that you weren't a standard issue, you know, progressive Democrat out of central casting. They got it that you were a guy who
Absolutely.
Knows how to break your knuckles.
And, you know, we you're right. I had one guy come up to me when I was poll greeting, and he said, you know, you're a guy of the trades. Like, you understand. And he says, I was an inspector.
Yep.
I watched these plumbers and these electricians. Mm-hmm. And he said, you know, they're great folks. And And, you know, they're honest, they're hard workers. And he's like, that's what I, you know, I see whenever I see you. It was extremely flattering. I was like, thank you so much. It's great to be recognized. We should honor the people that work with their hands. My uncle's an electrician, and one of my first jobs was working with my uncle. He's a master plumber. And so, you know, I've had a taste of other jobs, and, you know, people now they want folks that are workers and that are fighters, but not performative fighting, you know, on TV or, you know, saying, oh, you know, but no, an actual fighter. And one of the biggest fighters on my scrappy team was my campaign manager. He's a freaking bulldog. I mean, I fear for anyone who crosses there, and he kept me in line too, just so you know. It wasn't, it goes both ways, but, you know, we need fighters for all people. And I plan on, you know, being an effective leader and fighting for the trades, because there's many things we can do out here.
Yeah.
I want to work on expanding vocational pathways for the trades. It would be great. Yeah,
hugely important.
I mean, we have a shortage of aircraft mechanics. What if we could, out of high school?
Trust me, as an airplane owner, I can tell you, getting an ANPIA, you have to reserve a slot, folks, 6 or 8 months in advance. I tell young people that I talk to, like, what should I be doing if I don't know what I want to do? I'm like, go learn a trade. Go be an ANP. You'll make $250,000 a year. You'll bust your ass. It'll be hot, ugly work. You'll get dirty all the time. But you know what? It's honorable work.
Yep.
It's the kind of thing we got to have. It's not going to be a country where everybody writes code.
Right. My
frankly, you're probably got better job security now.
Yeah.
Being an A&P mechanic, being a pipe fitter, or whatever, than if you are a coder, because AI has taken all that stuff over.
Absolutely.
It's going to be a long time before AI is able to, like, pull an engine off of the jet.
Right. That's going to be a while from now. But I mean, how nice would it be to have a high school program that paired with a college or a aviation school where you can get a 2-year associate's degree and your certs and get out and go work on planes. I mean, it would be such a boon to not just our economy, but to working people.
Absolutely. 100%. So you end up winning this race.
Everybody, from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much for being involved and helping with this campaign. Tonight, this win goes to everyday working people. Let's go!
We will see you out there.
When do you take your seat?
Well, as senator-elect, currently, I should be in a couple weeks sworn in and full-fledged, ready to start constituent services.
Good. And Texas has, of course, got a weird on-again, off-again legislative schedule, folks, which is, we don't have to dive into that here today, but you guys tend to compress an awful lot into one session every 2 years.
That's true.
And what are you going to be pushing on? I mean, look, you are in a place where there's a big Republican majority, where there's an insane Republican House of Representatives. but what are you going to be pushing and trying to move the needle on when you get into the Texas Senate?
We got to find cracks where they are. And I'll work with anyone. It's not even about hyper-partisan shit. Because if I can't work bipartisan, then at this point, I would be neglecting my constituents. I have to fight for them. And I have to fight for them in ways that look a lot, you know, very different. But, you know, our work has to be rooted in honesty and integrity. In fact, so if we can do that, we're good.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I think that's a really wise perspective for you to have, Taylor, because this is a Republican-leaning district. And if you can deliver for folks in a district that doesn't look ideologically on paper like your exact matchup, but you're doing it for the good of the people and the constituents there, that is a sort of servant leadership model that we've lost a lot in a lot of places in this country, because a lot of people, I'm going to hold both sides accountable here.
Yeah.
A lot of Republicans go into Republican majority states and say, we're going to do whatever we want. And a lot of Democrats in Democratic majority states go, we're going to do whatever we want. We don't care about the other people. And I think, that leads to paralysis, and it leads to,
yes, a
government that doesn't do anything for anybody.
It does. And trust me, I know it so well looking at our own Texas leadership. There are leaders on my side who frustrate me for this reason too. But when it comes to any organization, and people may understand power structures and organization structures, but power consolidates. And we have
always
had Republicans in power for a long time, long enough to where we're seeing that they're getting away with more and
32 years, something like that.
I believe so. And so they're going to be able to, now they've had this majority, supermajority, all that, and they're really just pushing their own agenda, and it may not, what's obviously not starting to reflect the will of the constituents here. That's a big problem, and it doesn't matter. It could have happened under Democrat control, but right now it's happening under Republican control. We need more balance in this state. It takes two to tango.
So Taylor, you managed to pull a lot of Republican voters over the line in the special election, but you're going to have to do it again in November. Talk to us about how you're going to keep that momentum going.
Well, if it is true, I pulled a lot of Republican voters, but it's because I know that Republicans and Democrats have jobs and they want public schools. So to keep that momentum going, I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep meeting people where they're at, having actual conversations with voters and constituents. So that means that I'm going to continue to make phone calls, knock doors, build community, go into their community. Don't expect them to come out for me just because of what I represent. Right. But it's a two-way street, and I want to be the initiator because that's what a true leader does.
I'm really impressed with the way you have reached out to voters on the other side of the political fence, not based on the politics or the ideology or the culture war, but on economic concerns, on shared values, on being willing to go. We can disagree on five things, but we can agree on 10. Mm-hmm. Let's work on the 10. Mm-hmm. I think that has been it's had a really impressive impact across the country. A lot of people paid attention to this Texas Senate race because it taught lessons that I think were important.
Let me tell you about a Texas State Senate race that Steve Bannon thinks will change the world and what you can do about it.
As Tarrant County goes, so goes Texas. As Texas goes, so goes the world.
He said that about a runoff election happening January 31st in Tarrant County. And who's the Republican candidate that Bannon is backing? Lee Wamsgans, and here's what you need to know about her.
Now talk to us about the PAC. As I said last night, one of the keys is these school boards, right? The school boards are the key that picks the lock. Talk to us about what you did in Tarrant County about these school boards.
Well, I would love to take credit for that, but one of our, Lee Wamsgans, she is the executive director of the PAC. She puts hundreds and hundreds and thousands of hours of interviewing candidates, etc. We went and found, I believe, 11 candidates last cycle, and we supported them, and we won every seat. We took over
11 seats on school boards, took over four. Yeah. Can we hear it for him? Woo!
Wow, that's fantastic!
That was the CEO of a cell phone company bragging to Steve Bannon about taking over four school boards. And Lee Wamsgans, she ran the operation that did it as executive director of Patriot Mobile Action. One of those school boards, Keller ISD, right in the district she wants to represent. And listen how they describe their mission.
Every time we're attacked at Patriot Mobile, our sales just go through the roof. We increase our sales. And so what does increasing our sales mean? It means we can give more money back to organizations like Moms for Liberty.
Patriot Mobile funded school board takeovers. They bragged about it to Bannon. Now they're scaling up to the state senate. Bannon said it, as Tarrant County goes, so goes Texas. They see this seat as the first domino in taking over the state. But there's another candidate, Taylor Remmett, a Democrat who can flip the seat if Tarrant County shows up. While they're focused on spiritual warfare and national takeovers, voters deserve a state senator focused on them, not Steve Bannon's agenda. Early voting starts January 21st, Election Day, January 31st. Texas State Senate District 9. Vote, share this. Let's prove Bannon right about this race changing everything, just not the way he expected.
You know, and when you've got guys like Steve Bannon, who is not a friend of either of ours, you know, assessing the race this way, this is something I think Democrats nationally should draw a big lesson from, Taylor. I think you ran a great race. I think you got a huge heart here, and I'm really looking forward to following how you make a real difference in Texas. I'm so glad you came on the show today. Some other time, I'm going to be out there in Texas sometime in March, and we'll sit down and bullshit about airplanes.
I would love that. That would be a great, great time.
All right. I love it. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show today, and we will talk to you again very soon, my friend. Congratulations
once
again. Folks, follow Taylor. Taylor, where can they find you on social media?
They can find me at Taylor Remmett. Oh, let me back up. Just go to sorry. Can you edit that out?
Hold on. I'll start.
Thank you.
Hold on.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
All right, brother. Before we wrap up, where can folks find you on social media?
They can go to my website, taylor4tx.com, and all my social media links are on there. Please follow us. We have a great journey ahead of us.
I love it. Once again, Taylor, thank you, brother, for coming on today. I really appreciate you. I appreciate the kind of campaign you ran and for putting it all out there and showing people how to win. All right, folks, we will see you next time on the Lincoln Project Podcast. Until then, I hope you will like and subscribe on YouTube and the other platforms. You can catch me every Tuesday night on the Strategy Session, every Thursday night on the Breakdown, every Friday on Behind the Numbers. You can also catch me on the Lincoln Project Podcast, the Against All Enemies Substack, the Elephant in the Room podcast, and the Enemies List. That's it. See you soon.
The Lincoln Project Podcast is a Lincoln Project production. Executive produced by Whitney Hayes, Ben Howe, and Joey Wartner-Cheney. Edited by Riley Main. Hey, folks, if you want to support the Lincoln Project's work against Donald Trump, Elon Musk, and this MAGA craziness, go to action.lincolnproject.us/helplp. If you'd like to get in touch or have suggestions for a guest or a show topic, or just want to say hi, our email is podcast@lincolnproject.us. For our MAGA friends, please, no more nudes. Thanks so much, and we'll talk to you again next time.
And good luck.